Let's start with the book of Psalm, chapter 3, verse 3 this morning as we start out this Monday, the beginning of our week. May this be what we come back to this week, because this is the reality and the truth of who our God is. It says in verse 3 of chapter 3, the words of David, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head." I read that again. It says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head." I want to look at these things just really quickly. First of all, the Lord is a shield about us. You know, this word shield in the Hebrew literally means a buckler or protector. In the Strong's, it even lists this word as the scaly hide of a crocodile. This word shows us much more than a shield that we hold, but it is actually a complete covering of our bodies. It is a complete covering of our bodies. This is what the Lord is to us when it says that He's a shield about us, that He completely encompasses us and protects us from every direction. The second thing it talks about, that the Lord is our glory. That the Lord is our glory. Another word for this in the Hebrew would be that He's our splendor. He is who that we make our boast in. We know that if the Lord is our glory, that we have no splendor or majesty in ourselves. But the Lord is far powerful and far greater than the things that we are battling today, maybe this morning in our lives. The Lord is our glory. He is our splendor. Anything that is good in us is of Him, and it comes from Him. And the last thing, the Lord is the one who lifts our head. You know, He looks at us when we are in our lowliness and our unworthiness. He approaches us. He takes our face in His hands and says, "Look at me." And we will look on Him. We see nothing of the condemnation that we believe to be true. We see the one whose gaze is upon us, and it's upon us with such intensity and gentleness. And as our head is lifted, we behold the reality of who He is. We behold the reality of an incomprehensible, an incredible, and a matchless grace. This morning, let's make our boast in the Lord about these things, that He is a shield about us. He's our glory and the one who lifts our head. Jesus, You are our shield. You are our glory. We make our boast in the Lord this morning. You lift our head. Lord, we come to You with everything that we are, that You are all that we need for today, that You give us our daily bread, that You give us Yourself in its fullness and in abundance. Lord, we partake today. Lord, we partake of Your goodness. We partake of Your presence. Lord, we partake throughout the rest of this day who You are. Let these words sink over you this morning. I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. Steady now your heart and mind.
and my lips. Oh, let your faith arise. Lift up your weary head. I am with you wherever you go. Come to me.
Come to me.
This morning, you're all
I've ever known.
Jesus, thank you for the rest that you give your children today. Lord, as we bring our burdens, our anxieties, Lord, as we bring those things to you, let your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Lord, and that you bestow joy and gladness, Lord, instead of these weights of heaviness, Lord, that this world tries to put on us, Lord, that the effects of sin try to put on us, Lord, but that you show yourself to be so much greater, and your power has no end. Lord, for every situation that we find ourselves in today, Lord, that your power has no end. Lord, that you are moving and working among your people, and that you are changing our hearts, and that you are changing our intentions and our motives. You are changing us day by day. Lord, change us today. Our hearts belong to you. Our hearts are those of our kings. We rest in you today for the rest of today. In Jesus' name, we pray. We love you, Lord. Amen.